Just 8 months ago, most Canadians had never heard of pandemic H1N1, let alone thought about protecting themselves and their families from a pandemic. Yet more and more Canadians continue to get vaccinated against this preventable disease. That's the key. It is preventable. Why suffer through millions of illnesses if you don't have to?
Well, Toronto Tree Seekers are trying to figure out what's going on, and we're 1 week into the vaccinations. Do you have any words on this?
Well, now they're creating artificial scarcity.
As per other communities across the country, there has been some slowing down of vaccine rollout, but that is, as Dr. Butler-Jones, will continue to be dealt with.
But what we have seen, and certainly in the ICU review, that those who present late, those who are initially getting well and get sicker, recognizing that that's an important sign that you may either have a secondary infection or something is happening that's different if you have severe illness, shortness of breath.
You know, the media keeps hyping these vaccines, keeps saying, go get the vaccine. But, you know, the EPA says I can't eat 1/25,000th of that vaccine because it's got too much mercury, but yet I can mainline inject it. There's an ostrich for you. Crikey.
I think the lineups are getting a lot smaller, and I think we're making a good effect on these getting the lineups lower. So we're doing good, because my brother and I are going door to door.
We're giving out tons of flyers in the streets. We've also taken it to flyering cars. And we're doing things like we're going through parking garages, we're going on the streets.
Speaking about the Public Health Agency of Canada and my role, perhaps public health is best known in terms of, as I like to refer, over the work and responding to infectious disease outbreaks, we are, or plagues and pestilence are us. Clearly, that's not the whole story, but it is the most visible.
People who died of the vaccine supposedly died of other illnesses, yet the all common factor among them all is that they had the vaccine.
Did they wait too late to seek attention? Did they not get their Tamiflu? What, did they not get their Tamiflu in time?
Dr. Butler-Jones, I believe, has been on the news for the last month or so promoting the hell out of this. Says it's completely 100% safe and effective. Well, the safe and effective, why are people dying from it?
There is something less than a 1 in 100,000 risk of a severe allergic reaction. Related to this. The vast majority, 99 whatever percent, can be treated, because when you get your immunization, there's someone there who's prepared if needed to give you adrenaline, etc. So 1 in 100,000. So if you look across Canada, 300 potentially, if every single Canadian got immunized, potentially 340 cases of allergic reaction, severe allergic reaction. Not to minimize it, it is severe.
And now they're saying, oh, it was the wrong batch. Give me a break. President Roosevelt said, nothing in politics happens by accident. If it happened, you can bet it was planned that way.
Pandemic planning. We've been saying for years that a pandemic would happen sooner or later.
So if that quote comes from a president, and I think 32nd and 3rd degree Freemason at that too, you can pretty much bet anything that you read on the news is all put there for your consumption.
Swine flu shots and stuff, and you're mentioning that you actually went to one of the...
Actually, yeah, my friend's cousin got herself and her eldest daughter inoculated, and she was afraid because her husband works for the military. So the whole swine flu there, you have to, vaccine, you have to get it. So I was just waiting in line, talking to him. I was basically telling people in line the truth about the swine flu, the truth about the vaccine, just historical aspects that you wouldn't hear in the media. If you look it up, it's there. So we're just out here trying to exercise as much free speech as we can before, because I know the vaccine clinics are loaded, almost to capacity. It's almost like a police state. I've actually been to one. It's almost like a police state, because they have security guards standing by the door, preventing you from getting in and out of a public area. And when his cousin and daughter went to get their flu shot, I couldn't even speak to him practically face to face. The security had to get him, bring him over as if we were in a jail cell or something.
Can I say something? Yeah. Not that I support the vaccine, it's just my cousin took it. I do not support it. I do not support any kind of vaccine in any way. You have a natural immune system. There are other alternatives. You can use herbal medicine that'll work just the same. Do not get a vaccine. Why? You know what you do? Go to a doctor who's qualified, who knows about herbal medicine. We've been using herbal medicines from the beginning of time. We always haven't had needles and vaccination shots. From the beginning of time, we used herbals. Why fix it if it's not broke? Thank you very much.
So that's basically our stance. go natural. Do not go synthetic with the vaccines.
Of course, what we're seeing right now is that vaccinating an entire population really isn't that simple. But let me put it this way. Vaccination is simple in the sense that it's a small price to pay for immense economic value. If we weren't spending $60 million annually to immunize kids against polio, we would be spending today some $2.5 billion just to maintain all the iron lungs that we would otherwise need.
Logically, think about that. I haven't got the shot, not going to, I feel perfectly healthy. It's because people have an immune system. People forget. It's a God-given natural defense in your body. To keep your body healthy, eat organics, think positive, listen to positive music, watch positive TV, you can build up your immune system.
At the very least, influenza is 3 or 4 days of misery.
As you approach the door, the security guards, large security guards, this is when I went there, stopping you from going in. Why? That's a police state. Why? You're only there to get a shot. It's not a criminal investigation. No. You're just there to get a needle. Why do they treat everyone like a police state? That's my question. The lineup's so long. Unfortunately, I was only there for about 20 minutes just talking to my friend, so it wasn't long for me. But you're talking about little kids waiting in line there, so it's terrible, man. Honestly, how people bought the lie, man. It's so terrible.
In fact, as a percentage of population, it appears more Canadians have already been immunized than any other country in the world.
The media and the government are saying, take it, take it, take it. Health Canada's David Butler-Jones is saying, take it. We're saying here, Health Canada whistleblower Dr. Shiv Chopra talk about how corrupt Health Canada is.
I will demand that nobody's going to give me a vaccine unless they give me guarantee that no harm will occur to me, my family, my community, and my compatriots. Because they're doing it under international lie that there's going to be a pandemic. There's no proof. There hasn't been a pandemic like that, ever. And these flu viruses have existed for millions of years, and they've been mating and mutating for all those millions of years. Nothing has happened. Nothing is going to happen.
Well, it is unpredictable.
In Toronto, we have connections who work inside H1N1 vaccine clinics. They send us text messages saying EMS has been called. Someone just got taken away on a stretcher. A woman just got wrapped in tinfoil because she was shivering after a shot, and so they wrapped her up like a baked potato to preserve the heat. This is the information we're getting from inside H1N1 clinics, where all day they're seeing casualty reports, casualties of the shot. There's a mandatory 15-minute waiting period at an H1N1 clinic after you get a shot because of the potential side effects. The bottom line is, it's a flu, folks. It's a flu, and they're trying to scare you, and they're trying to scare me too, and we're not going to take it. We're not going to take the shot. We're not going to take the propaganda. And now the government's spending millions of our tax dollars telling us to sneeze on our sleeves? That's disgusting. Do not let them talk to you like that. Do not let them tell you to sneeze on your sleeve.
Lots of debate about immunization out there.
I'm never satisfied because it's not about our accomplishments on their own. It's our accomplishments with respect to a new world order system that's currently vaccinating thousands of people a day across Canada and causing a lot of damage.
One side effect, Guillain-Barre, that everybody thinks is a vaccine issue, which we've never been able to show because the rates of those who got in vaccine versus not is exactly the same. But from influenza cases, we would see somewhere between 300 and 800 cases of Guillain-Barre as a consequence of having been infected with the virus. So this is not a complicated decision in terms of the safety of vaccine and its benefits.
People don't understand what government is. Okay, if you go to a mental hospital, you don't go to a mental hospital with a broken leg. Everyone understands that a mental hospital is for the mind. Ment is Latin for mind. Ment. Govern is to control, to regulate. When you govern, you control. So the word government is mind control. It translates into mind control. And people think the government's there to protect them. It's there to control them, to control their minds.
Don't get the shot, and don't let Big Pharmacide win by making you a little bit sick now so you get sicker later and buy more of their crap.
vaccination information, anybody?
Do not let the government tell you where to sneeze.